USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A jury has found former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter guilty of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright last April. The jury found her guilty of both first and second degree manslaughter. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison wondered what 20-year-old Dante Wright would have been if he hadn't been killed. He also said his thoughts were with members of law enforcement.
When a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
Potter claims she thought she was grabbing her taser, but accidentally pulled her gun and shot him. She faces up to 15 years in prison when she's sentenced in February. The judge has also refused to let her out on bail. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Fans of the TV show Wheel of Fortune are red-hot mad after a contestant on last Tuesday's show lost due to a technicality.
The right word.
You know, this one's tough because you said all the right words, including the word word, but as you know, it's got to be more or less continuous. We can't give you the prize, and it was the Audi.
Oh, man.
Fans said it wasn't fair because she got the correct wording before the timer ran out. So many people cried out online that it caught the attention of the car company Audi. They tracked Charlene down on Twitter and tweeted, "You're a winner in our eyes, Charlene. Let's give her a prize. Time to give you that Q3. Audi stepped up just in time for Christmas to give her the car anyway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A frightening explosion happened near Houston, Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Most of the illegal immigration in the United States comes from south of the border. But with heightened security there, immigrants are finding new and better places to get through.
The surge of illegal immigrants entering the United States isn't unique to the Southwest, as the U.S. Coast Guard is reporting a 1,600% increase in apprehensions at the Florida shores since the 2020 fiscal year. Florida AG Ashley Moody explains what her state is doing in response.
We are dedicating millions to deal with the effects of this disastrous immigration policy. We're trying to determine how we can control those that are coming into our state.
Most illegal immigrants coming by boat to Florida are coming from Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.